Fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
KVOA News Time, 8:28. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today. Local coordinator for Wreaths Across America, Scott Bernheide, joining us here as our morning show continues this Tuesday.
Scott, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Ron and Chuck. I'm doing well.
Well, thanks for taking some time to come in and join us. We appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, we had you on with us about a month ago, if memory serves me correctly, giving us background here about Wreaths Across America and what's going to be taking place here with really what sounds like here within about a week, week and a half. And how are things going right now leading up to what's going to be taking place?
Everything's going really well. December 16th is Wreaths Across America worldwide. So not only our location, but over 4,000 locations will be holding a ceremony on December 16th.
Can we pull that microphone just a little closer to you there? So there we go.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. There we are.
Technical difficulties.
Not anymore.
Like I said, December 16th, over 4,000 participating locations will be conducting a ceremony. This year, since we just started, we're only doing a memorial ceremony.
Okay.
It is open to the public, of course. We're going to present a wreath for every service. So Army, Navy, Air Force, every service will be presented a wreath. Shouldn't take more than 45 minutes by my time schedule, hopefully.
Okay.
After that, we're going to start hitting the ground pretty hard because we have almost 1,600 veteran sites at Memorial Lawn Cemetery. And next year, we want to make sure we place a wreath at every single site, every single grave site.
That is a lofty goal right there.
So, yes, it is. So hopefully next year, within the next year, we'll be able to gain that sponsorship to place those wreaths and also have the volunteers in place.
Now, let's kind of back up, and for people that may not be familiar with the Wreaths Across America program exactly, what is it and how does it work, Scott?
Okay. It was really interesting. It all started from a dream of a 12-year-old paperboy who took a trip to Washington, D.C. He won a trip and went to Arlington National Cemetery. I've been to Arlington twice myself, and it's indescribable the feeling that you have when you're there. And through his life, as he got older, Morrill Worcester was his name. He started a wreath company up in Maine. And in 1992, he had 5,000 excess wreaths left over he didn't know what to do with. He flashed back to when he was a 12-year-old paperboy, said, what can I do for our veterans? So he shipped them all to Arlington National Cemetery, and they placed them. That's where it all started. And since then, like I said, we're up to 4,000 locations.
Wow.
And over 3 million wreaths will be placed on veterans' grave sites on December 16th.
That is an amazing total, and it's a sobering total as well. How many, I know you're talking about building this event out here over the next year or so, how many wreaths do you anticipate, say, within the next couple of years that will be going out to veterans' grave sites here in Emporia?
Our current count is right almost at 1,600.
1,600.
Just in Maplewood Memorial Lawn. That's the only location that we have in this area. There are other areas, cemeteries in Kansas that hold the program as well, but we're the only one that's local right now.
Okay, we want to get into the specifics about what this is going to take to blossom into what you hope it does next year at this time. You mentioned you're kind of tiptoeing into it just because, you got started a little late. Basically, I wouldn't say late, but let's ask you how you came across this and why you wanted to get that going here.
When I went on honor flight in 2021, I actually assisted in laying the wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And that just tore my heart up. And this past year, I was reminded of military holidays. And so I was creating a calendar, and I came, Wreaths Across America? I've heard of that. I've seen it at Arlington. Let me research that. Yeah. So I researched it and found out I can do that here. So yeah, pretty much I jumped into it and said, I'm going to do this. And so here we are.
So that was earlier this year?
That was 2 months ago.
Not too earlier this year. So, yeah, that's why you'll just acknowledge the branches of service at Memorial Lawn Cemetery this year. And then next year, to get these wreaths on all of the veterans' graves in Memorial Lawn Cemetery, what is it going to take, Scott? I mean, what's going to have to happen?
It's really an interesting program. Wreaths Across America has a website, of course, which is wreathsacrossamerica.org. Within that, you can if you log on to Wreaths Across America, or not log on, but open it up, and under locations, our location number is KSMMLC. So it's Kansas Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery. KSMMLC. That will take you right to our webpage that they designed for us. On that webpage, you can sponsor wreaths. We have multiple programs for doing that. You can volunteer on that webpage. So, and it tells me, I get notifications of everything that happens, wreath sponsorship, volunteer numbers, because next year we're going to need a lot of volunteers.
So how much is a wreath? I mean, what are we looking at to be able to pull this off?
This year for local sponsorship, it's $17. It was for 2023. That has closed. Right now, as far as I know, it's going to be $17 in 2024 as well. So you can get on the site and sponsor a wreath for $17. These are live balsam wreaths, so they're not reused over and over again. It's one-time use. They're delivered within 2 weeks of the ceremony, so they're live, they're fresh. We'll have volunteers place them on the grave sites, and there's a time period where we'll have to have volunteers go and pick them up and recycle them as well. So next year is going to be a lot of work for us, I think, but I think this community is going to come through 110%.
Speaking of the recycling side of things, have you already started conversations here with the transfer station and Public Works Solid Waste Supervisor Keith Senn to make that a smooth process?
They are on my to-do list. I wanted to get through this ceremony first, but they are on my to-do list, and I've been contacted with other site coordinators or location coordinators throughout the country on how they do the recycling. And there's multiple different ways to do it, and a lot of volunteerism and a lot of donations from the community has really helped a lot of these other groups.
Well, is that going to be the primary way for people to purchase Resend is by the website? Is that the way it's going to happen?
That is the primary way, but also you can get a hold of me, and I have forms that can be filled out, and we can mail in checks only with the forms. And we're going to be set up at different locations throughout this next year promoting our group and what we're doing. So there'll be ample opportunity for the public to see us out in the public and get a hold of us. And
will there be business and corporate sponsorship opportunities?
Yes, there is. There is a corporate sponsorship program. It's 100 wreaths to be a corporate sponsor, and you can do that as well through the website.
Okay. That's going to be a big project. You know, not only through the year, but, I mean, when December 16th rolls around next year, you mentioned to get all the wreaths on all the proper locations in Memorial Lawn and to make that happen. And what kind of a ceremony are you anticipating at this point for next year?
Well, next year, I think the date is going to be December 14th.
Okay.
Because it's going to be like the third Saturday.
Gotcha.
I just got that email notification this week, actually. They're deciding which day next year. So it looks like December 14th for 2024. If we have full sponsorship for the 1,500-plus wreaths that we'll have to lay, we're going to have quite a few people out there. We'll have a group to unload them off the truck. I'm hoping to have some sort of a ceremony when the truck shows up. We'll only need one semi-truck for our load, of course. Have a group to unload them. Working with Brenda at the cemetery has been great. And her people out there are just awesome, and they're all in this 110% as well. And we'll coordinate the different zones, and the cemetery's getting mapped out so we know where every veteran marker is at. And, you know, we'll have volunteers just unbox and start placing wreaths. And there is a specific ceremony when you place a wreath.
Okay.
You just don't walk along and set it on the ground. You carry the wreath with dignity and respect. When you place it at the marker, you say that veteran's name. You remember them. Because that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And remember, honor, and teach. That's really the slogan for WAA. And that's what we want to do. We want to remember those. We want to honor those. And we want to teach the next generations about freedom and what it means.
Scott Bernheide, Wreaths Across America, going to be in full bloom next year. Talk about what you have planned again for Saturday, December 16th of this year, just a little over a week away.
Yep. It'll start at 11 o'clock at Memorial Lawn Cemetery. We'll be on the South Lawn, which is between the grass area between the cemetery plot and Prairie Street. We're going to have some dignitaries speaking. We're going to have, we're going to go patriotic. We're going to have the national anthem. We're gonna have taps to respect these veterans. We're going to present a wreath for every service, including the Gold Star family. I'm including Gold Star families in this ceremony. And they actually provide a script for us to go by, and we can alter that as we see fit. And I think we're going to have a nice little program. And I've practiced in front of a mirror, and it took me about 45 minutes, I think. So. With the exception of singing the national anthem, I didn't do that, but just reading off my script and stuff.
Yeah.
And I've had great volunteer and sponsorship for this, as well as first a PA system is being provided, tables, and there won't be any chairs, so if you want to sit, you're gonna have to bring your own chair. And but weather pending, of course. It's supposed to be 54 and partly cloudy, so
that would be great, wouldn't it? You'll take that.
That'll be great. And we'll also have honor guards from the fire department, the American Legion, and possibly the VFW as well. So we're highly represented from the services here in Emporia.
Outstanding. Boy, I tell you what, Scott, this is it's definitely a worthy effort of the founding city of Veterans Day, kind of adding to the ongoing list of activities that are connected here to veterans and really helping to just drive home the point of why we're free. It's the work that military service men and women do now and veterans have done throughout our history.
Absolutely, Chuck, and it's to add to it, being the home of Veterans Day is such an honor for me.
So what branch of the military you serve in?
United States Army. I'm retired. Okay. So I spent my time, and now I want to give some back.
Well, thanks for your service. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
And we appreciate all you're doing here. As Chuck mentioned, a terribly worthy project, and we certainly encourage the public to be a part of the ceremony coming up December the 16th at Memorial Lawn Cemetery and then to get involved. And you'll have plenty of opportunities to do that throughout the year next year. We're here to help you out any way we can. Just let us know what we can do, and we're excited to help you and be a part of it.
So, I appreciate that.
Going to be a lot to get done.
Yes.
Next year. What did you just finish up? You told me before we went on the air. You were building what?
Oh, the wreath stands.
Okay.
Because for the ceremony part, we placed wreaths on a stand.
Okay.
And I had an awesome donation from Mark II. A little shout out to Mark II there.
For that's great.
For the lumber to make these stands. And I'm making them in my garage right now. And I actually finished one last night. And Brenda has had some help as well, getting some signage and stuff from this, for that, and they're coming together nice. So
good.
I should have them done by the 16th. I only have 9 to make, eight more to make. So
when these wreaths come in, obviously they're going to be nice wreaths. And are they going to be decorated in any way? Do they have something
Each wreath is specifically designed. There's 10 bouquets on each wreath.
Okay.
It's a metal frame. So they're affixed to a metal frame. They have a red ribbon on them, red bow.
Okay.
That's the way they will come. That's what we will present. The ones that we're going to present at the ceremony are called service wreaths, military wreaths. So inside each wreath, we'll have a star with an American flag and a service flag affixed to that star. So you'll have an American flag and, say, an Army flag, a Marine Corps flag. So that's how we're going to be placing during this ceremony. You know, the ceremony part is honoring each service that way.
Well, thanks for all you're doing. And if people would like more information or would like to get a hold of you, Scott, how can they do that?
If you have Facebook, we do have a Facebook page. It's Emporia KSWAA, I believe. Or no, it's KSMLC. Okay. I'm sorry, I had to create a Facebook page too. So we do have a Facebook page. If you go on the and just search for Wreaths Across America, we'll pop up. During the Veterans Day Parade, we handed out over 400 flyers.
Okay.
So we've got flyers out. I put posters up in a lot of businesses. You can go in there. I put a QR code. I created a QR code for us. So you can take your phone and just scan that QR code.
Well, look at you go. Man, oh, man.
We also have an email. It's emporiakswaa@outlook.com. So Emporia, all lowercase, KSWAA@outlook.com. And that's our email address. You can contact us through that as well.
Well, we will go ahead and get all of this stuff posted.
Oh, yeah.
On our website and all of our social media avenues, Scott. And hope people can jump on in and be a part of not only the ceremonies. Ceremony's going to take place on December 16th, but all of the work that needs to be done next year.
And WAA, Wreaths Across America, is not just one day a year event. It's a year-long event. Like I said, we teach. We have a lot of curriculums for school-age children that can be used and to teach about the freedoms that we have in this country. And so it's a year-long event.
I assume you'll be excited about visiting schools too then, huh?
I've already got some stuff lined out to visit some groups and talk to them.
Information is powerful stuff. And we like to, of course, obviously keep our veterans at the forefront.
Absolutely.
All their sacrifices. Scott, appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, good to have you here. And keep us posted and up to date.
Absolutely.
On activities. Wreaths Across America. Scott Berenheide is a local organizer bringing this to fruition here in the founding city of Veterans Day. Chuck?
All right. Just want to let you know that we have our next three Newsmaker 2 spots, 8:20 in the morning. So that means tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday that are tentatively open, but we'll have those filled, obviously, before the day is out here today. So if you want one of those spots, just let us know, 620-342-1400, and you can always email us, kvue@kvue.com.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home. Call 343-7756. Good morning, it's 845.
Put Mr. G's Express Car Wash on your list of places to shop for the holidays. They've got some outstanding holiday specials going on now. Buy four washes and get two for free with their wash books. There's also buy more, save more gift cards. Ask them about dollar amounts. Specials are good through December 31st. Mr. G's Express Car Wash at the corner of 6th and Prairie. KVOE, Country 101.7 and Mix 104.9 know there's no place like home for the holidays. It's the truth. By shopping local, our dollars stay right here, helping our local businesses stay in business. Shopping local is the right thing to do.
Unique gifts are easily found at Trox Gallery and Gifts with over 100 local artists represented. Shop Trox at 715 Commercial this holiday season.
Beat the holiday stress and invest in your health with the new Aw Spa Hot Tub from First Start Pool and Patio, 2929 West Highway 50 in Portland.